Hi guys, this is Praise Wonola. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about reading the Bible. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're returning, thank you for staying with us despite the hurdles. And today we are going to be talking about reading the Bible. Like I said earlier, reading the Bible has become almost one of the hardest things to actually do, like in our generation and in the world today. Not only certain generation, almost everybody's finding it really difficult to read the Bible. But guess what? I have a solution. I have a solution that will help you and will help us, including myself, get accustomed to reading the Bible unwillingly, knowingly, and so many other ways. So the first thing I'm going to be talking about is the audio Bible. The audio Bible is the type of Bible that suits everyone's lifestyle. You're a fit fam, you go to the gym almost every time, you're a teacher, you're a doctor, an engineer, a farmer, house mom, house dad, house husband, housewife, single dad, single mom, whatever you're doing, there is this audio Bible just for you. If you're a student, you're a techie, you're a fashion influencer, the audio Bible is created for everybody because you can listen to this Bible at any time. And because you can listen to it at any time, it's so easy to use. So plug in your earphones right now and start listening to the audio Bible. That's how easy it is. There are different types of audio Bibles. We have the YouVersion Bible app. We have the Thomas Nelson Bible on Spotify. We have different places you can find audio Bibles. We also have different apps for audio Bibles. And this is very good because you're reading lots of chapters within few minutes because somebody is doing the reading and you're assimilating faster. It's also nice and advisable to follow as it is being read aloud. Follow along. It's very good and it's helpful. So, how do you use the audio Bible and how does it work for you? Play the audio, read along, or you might be too busy to read along. Probably you're in transit, probably you're working, probably you're doing something, or just listen to the words, pay attention to the words, and you would watch how the Holy Spirit is going to interpret these words to you in bits for you to memorize and recall when needed. One of the major advantages of the audio Bible is that you can remember when you actually need it. When you're confused, the Word of God is there to reassure you that there's going to be a solution. When you're happy, you have a testimony to hold on to that this is the Word that came and this is the Word fulfilling itself. When you're angry, you have a Word that can comfort you and make you happy. You always have something to hold accountable. That's the Word of God. The Bible says that the Word of God will not return to God void. That is the confidence that we have, that the Word of God will manifest. The Bible says, let God be true and men be liars. In the sense that God's Word will definitely manifest itself. No matter what men say, true or not true. So, another thing you could do, which I really like very much, decorate everywhere with the Word of God. So we have Bible widgets that you could use on your phones to put Bible verses, images, Bible, short Bible verses, long Bible verses, 2 to 3 verses, 1 verse, different ways to do it. Bible widgets, Bible images on your phone. So the moment you slide up on your phone, you could just see different images, different verses that you just read subconsciously. Another thing you could do, you could get Bible verse wallpapers from different AIs, and then you're just going to be amazed at how many beautiful images you could use. You could even change your wallpaper every day. Another thing that you could do, you could set reminders that will keep you grounded, that would update you on at different times of the day that God loves you. Reminders by 1 a.m., reminders by 12 p.m., reminders by 3 p.m., reminders by 5 p.m. that the word of God is true to you. Look for those promises in the book of Isaiah chapter 60. Look for those promises in the book of Psalm 18 verse 1 to 3. Look for all these promises and they will keep you loving God the more, because the moment you keep on seeing these things, your mind gets fixed and you're what you see, you know. So another interesting thing you can do, follow amazing people on social media, people that help to, you know, propagate the gospel. These are amazing people, people that share the verses, people that talk about the verses, people that, you know, enlighten people about the verses. Follow them. They will share these verses with you and to help you. These are verses that keep you running and will keep your mind filled with the word of God. Another beautiful thing you could also do is to listen to gospel songs. Listening to gospel songs has proven to be one of the amazing ways of reminding yourself about God's promises. God's promises, God's words, God's intention towards us, and everything you need to know. The different places and the different ways to listen to gospel songs. We have Spotify, on YouTube, Apple, and different ways. Listen to Maverick City, listen to Elevation Worship, listen to Hillsong, listen to all these amazing people who the Lord has used as tools to help us. These are ways in which you could update and, you know, change your Bible study life. Another thing you could do, listen to podcasts like this. Podcasts like this keep you grounded in the Word of God, because we keep on updating things and letting you know about interesting ways in which you could, you know, read the Word, hear the Word, and understand the Word. Finally, pray. Pray that God helps you, because the Bible says, it is not he that willeth, nor he that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Ask for the mercy and the grace to understand the Word, to read the Word, and the willingness. And God should grant you willingness. Another thing you should also consider is be deliberate. When you're deliberate that you want to read the Word of God every day, sometimes you can even keep streaks. Streaks also keep us motivated. Just keep on keeping streaks. You don't even know why you're keeping the streaks. Even if you just read one verse, the shortest verse, just keep streaks as long as you're reading it. Quality over quantity every time. Just keep on reading the Word of God. Decorate your room with the Word of God. Put up posters with the Word of God, pictures, papers, different things. Decorate the wall of your room with the Word of God. If you have children that you want them to be strict on the Word, you want them to be close to the Word, you could decorate their rooms with the Word of God. Put the Word of God everywhere. The words that would keep them grounded. The words that would keep them close to God. And this is the promise. The Bible says that Jesus said in the Bible that he will send us another comforter. The reason for this comforter is to keep us calm in this troubled and turbulent world. That's what we need, a comforter. And these words are the only things that can actually keep you grounded. Are you tired? Are you confused? Are you weary? Are you happy? Listen, read, watch the Word of God. Whenever you read the Bible, always ask God for divine inspiration. And this is the best way that you can understand the Word in the simplest way. Another thing to do is to share the Word. When you share the Word, you're going to end up reading the Word. Even if you're just sharing it, you will still end up reading the Word. And other people would also end up reading the Word with you. These are amazing ways in which you could read the Word of God. At the same time, don't forget to help others. You could join communities that share the Word of God every day. Join them, talk to them about the Word of God. Ask them, how can you get better? They are willing and they're ready to help you. And there's so many words that somebody might share that can change your life. These ways will change your life and these ways will help you. No matter how busy you are, there is something in this pod, in this particular episode, just for you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining. I really do appreciate it. Until the next one, bye for now. God bless you. Shalom.